This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha will today resume discussion on the three bills, namely the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The three legislations are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. The Constitution 106th Amendment Act 2023, popularly known as Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, provided for the reservation of nearly one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies. The objective of the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was to ensure greater participation of women in the democratic polity. These three bills have been brought to facilitate the delimitation of territorial constituencies and operationalize the provisions providing for the reservation of one-third of seats for women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, which was introduced by Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal in the lower house yesterday, is intended to increase the number of seats in the Lok Sabha from 543 to 850. Out of 850 seats, 815 members will be elected from the states and 35 members from the union territories. The objective of the bill is to implement one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha as well as the assemblies of states and union territories. In his remarks during the discussion on these three bills in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of decision-making process.
पिछले 25-30 साल में लाखों बहनें ग्रास रूट लेवल पर लीडर बन चुकी हैं। अब उनके अंदर सिर्फ यहाँ 33% का नहीं, वहाँ भी वो आपके फैसलों को प्रभावित करने वाली है। और इसलिए जो आज विरोध करेंगे उसको लंबे समय तक कीमत चुकानी पड़ेगी। और इसलिए राजनीतिक समझदारी भी इसी में है कि हम ग्रास रूट लेवल पर महिलाओं की जो पॉलिटिकल लीडरशिप खड़ी हुई है उसको आपने अब कंसीडर करना पड़ेगा।
In the Rajya Sabha, election for the post of Deputy Chairman is scheduled in the House. Union Minister J.P. Nadda will move the motion that nominated member Harivansh be chosen as the Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. The motion will be seconded by BJP MP S. Vangan Konyak. Besides the motions to be moved by the Union Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman and Jayant Chaudhary, BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Nitin Naveen and JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha are also listed in the business of the House proposing the name of Mr. Harivansh for the Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal Manoj Kumar Agarwal has assured that there will be no complications in implementing the Supreme Court's recent directive on voter list registration. He explained that the entire process will be carried out online, giving citizens the opportunity to add their names to the voter list right up until the final moment. Mr. Agarwal emphasized that the administration is fully prepared with digital systems in place to handle all applications and procedures smoothly. Responding to questions about citizens who have regained their voting rights and may wish to contest elections, the chief electoral officer clarified that such individuals had already been given priority access to submit their applications. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to former Prime Minister Chandrasekhar on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this year marks the beginning of his 100th birth anniversary and it is an occasion to reaffirm the nation's commitment to realizing his vision of a prosperous and just India. The Prime Minister said Chandrasekhar remained as a mass leader endowed with courage, conviction and a deep commitment to democratic values. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in a league match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing 196 for victory, Punjab Kings overhauled the target with 7 wickets in hand and 21 balls to spare. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7:30 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave conditions over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, North Uttara Karnataka and Rayalaseema. The weather agency has also issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.